Gabe Ross with the district says anytime school's not in session, the opportunity increases for vandalism and theft, which ends up costing a lot of money.
Historically, it's been very large. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars a year. Fortunately, in recent years, because we've had such great support from our neighbors, we've been able to really slow some of the accounts of vandalism and damage to school sites.
Schools won't be totally abandoned over the next couple of months. Summer school starts next week on 40 campuses, but Ross says those campuses will still be vulnerable to criminals in the late afternoon and through the night. He says if you see any suspicious activity, report it to the police or sheriff's department. The regular school year resumes in early September. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.